Now in Jeremiah 31:31, the Lord made some very, what I believe is some very moving revelations. Did you notice there, back there, Jeremiah 31:31, the Lord said, I led you by the hand out of Egypt. And I was a husband to you. So they had all care from God. I led you by the hand out of Egypt, and I was a husband to you, but you broke my covenant. And in that context, he said, I'm going to make a new one. And that now is one of the great contrasts that are presented to us, and we could say here in point number 2 of introduction, that we have perhaps a key verse for the book of Hebrews. And it is in chapter 8 and verse 6, which reads, But now, Lord Jesus, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, a more excellent service, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. The original promises were good. Because Paul says the law is holy, just, and good. But there's something better. There's Moses, the lawgiver. There's Jesus, the lawgiver, the law of Christ. A new covenant comes. Better covenant, better promises. And let's have a look at 7:22 there. That's also mentioned. Verse 22, by so much more Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Better than what? Better than the one we had a look at this morning. Good in its place. The Mosaic covenant served Israel well, and God revealed himself to it. Now let's have a look at the 8th chapter, because we want to go to the quotation once again. We want to go to the quotation that is in Hebrews 8. Can anyone find for me where the quotation from Jeremiah 31 commences in Hebrews 8? Do a bit of scanning, please. I think we better have it at verse 8. Sorry about that, Graham. We better have it at verse 8. Because finding fault with them, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and that goes through to verse 12, which is the quotation. Now we've got two things to consider that takes us right into the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8. On our notes, number 1, we have a better priest, a better priesthood, and number 2, we have a better covenant, better promises. 8:1 says, Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. Now, in these verses, in the first 5 verses, we have a high priest, and we have a high priesthood. And the contrast is with the previous priesthood and previous priests, the Aaronic priests under the Mosaic covenant. And here, this particular priesthood is not here in Israel, but is in the heavenly sanctuary. Well, this is a depiction of, we don't know what it's like, but it's a depiction to know that our Lord Jesus Christ is there. And of course, he wants to, the Jewish believers, he wants to say, come on, have a look at this, which is better? Which is better? We've got a high priest who is there, our Lord Jesus Christ, after making the sacrifice on Calvary, offering himself on the altar of burnt offering, in the outer court, he has made his journey into the holies of holies in reality, not through the curtain of material, but into heaven itself. So we've got there is a better priest, he says, I want to tell you. A better priest, a better person involved. We've got such a high priest. He is able to sit down alongside God, God the Father, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit hasn't been sent yet, you see. Ascension, onto the throne. It's God the Father, God the Son, now immortal. God the Holy Spirit, ready to be sent and dispatched to earth in 50 days' time, the day of Pentecost. That's where he is, a better person. And he's a high priest. He has a priestly ministry like the Aaronic priesthood, but there are radical changes. Now there is a ministry that he has. And unfortunately, we don't hear too much about this in our churches. But the high priestly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly sanctuary is a very, very blessed truth. Why does he need to do that? Not only is a high priest in the heavenlies, but also he's our advocate. Why do we need an advocate? I thought Jesus paid it all. Yes, he has. He's paid it all. I was struck with this many years ago, last century, 1967, when I went to Sri Lanka. And I was walking down the street, and on the shop fronts, I'd say, Mr. So-and-so, advocate. Mr. So-and-so, advocate. I'd never seen that before. What do we have? Is Mr. So-and-so lawyer or solicitor? Yeah. But here is Mr. So-and-so, advocate. And it struck me. That's his job now. For me and all my fellow believers. He's my advocate. He's my Lord. Why do I need him? All the fees are paid. Fantastic. All the fees are paid in full. Don't need to pay. It's free service. Why do we need the high priestly ministry? Why do we need the advocacy of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we have a lot of opposition. In the mystery of God, we find the devil is allowed access into the presence of God. I think perhaps in the outer court or somewhere into the presence of God. I remember a dear elderly believer said, look, I'm not too sure now about going to heaven. If the devil can go up there, I don't know whether I want to go up there. Might meet him. Said, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. God's arranged it so his people are not affected anyway by sin, but the enemy and his demons have access, and the Lord is dealing with them. And the devil's up there. What's he doing? It's a waste of time, really, but he won't give up. He's accusing the brothers. He might be accusing one of us, probably me today, for my shortcomings. But the Lord Jesus there is an advocate. And he is standing by me, not because I'm good, but because the advocate has paid it all. Want to read about that? Zechariah chapter 3. Revelation chapter 12. You have all that scene there. So here is the new ministry that the Lord Jesus has in the heavenly sanctuary. And the sanctuary itself, look at it. Verse 5, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things. That is, if he were a priest on earth. Verse 4, for if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the law, the gifts according to the law. And these priests serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown on you on the mountain. And that was this. He got the pattern of the heavenly sanctuary and approach to God. Now the writer to the Hebrews is saying, we've got something better. Remember, we've got something better than those in Israel who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got the Messiah. This is where he is. This is what he's doing for you. It is far better than all that you have had before. Praise the Lord, he's there. He's there for us.